At Kansland, Jake Spaulding here with Coach Nick Evans following Centralia's quarterfinal loss 46-30 to the top seed Opie Eagles. Coach, you know, a lot of things that we watched during that game was your guys' defense was superb. You hold a team that averages 66 a game to just 46. What was working on the defensive side?
I think they haven't seen guards like we have. We have long guards, and we knew that. We had an advantage at the guard spot. Their post play is obviously bigger than us. And we have really athletic guards. And I thought we rebounded pretty decently for the most part. I mean, they're going to get their offensive rebounds, you know. But I think it was our length and our athleticism at the guard spot that bothered them a little bit.
Definitely threw them off their game early. And then the final 2 minutes of the first half into the second half is when the game kind of started to separate a little bit. Opie really vamped up their defensive pressure. They were in your shorts all game long. And just that tight defensive pressure, the third quarter was really separated this ball game out when you guys struggled to put the ball through the hoop. What was going through your mind as you're watching and trying to help these kids understand of what they need to be doing?
Like I said before, we're a flex team, and I just felt like they were taking it all away. I mean, they fight through screens so well. They switch everything. The next guy's just as fast as the next guy, so it's hard to – we were having a tough time getting it began, you know, in our offense. And so we went to a spread set, and it's kind of the same thing. I mean, you try getting north-south, and they have people digging. They have help constantly. And if you don't get under control, what they want to do is get you out of control. And there's a couple of times that we, especially late in that half, we got a little out of control and sped up. And that plays right into what they want you to do, you know. So
yeah, we talked about that in pregame, how you got your game plan was to keep it at your own pace. You guys did that so well throughout the majority of that game. Rebounding-wise, I mean, you guys really battled with the rebounds. Opie out-rebounds you by one in the game. And so that's something that you can definitely hang your hat on. Talk to me about your guys' four seniors that you have on your roster with Trenton Talley, Brock Kramer, Marcus Heinen, and Brock Ryan. Can you talk to me about your senior class that you're graduating?
I've told those guys all the time. I coached junior high before this season, and that was the one group I didn't get to coach in junior high. And so we're learning things together on the fly and gelling together, and they're trying. I'm finding what's comfortable for them. They're finding what's comfortable for me, and I'm learning how to use them. You know, I don't know how you act in games like this in midseason. I don't know. So I was learning. And they were learning, but I love those dudes, man. I would do anything for those guys, and they would do anything for me, and they're team-first guys. Fighters, man, fighters.
Only one team really is happy when their season comes to an end, and that's with the state champion. You guys fall just short, but you have a decent group of guys coming back next year. It's only year one for you, Coach. You end it in a state tournament game. Tell me what the future looks like for Centralia boys basketball.
Our JV, and JV's way different than varsity, but you look at some of those guys in the JV level. We lost one game in the JV, and it was our first game against Seneca. So we played, you know, we beat Marysville. We beat St. Mary's. We beat Hiawatha. So we beat some good JV teams. And then I got three juniors that play a ton. Three juniors that play a ton at the varsity level. And you need to see that and you need to experience that. It sucks for these seniors that, you know, I mean, there's a few juniors that got a little rattled, you know. But you got a taste of it as a junior. And like I told them in the locker room, I said, me growing up at Sublette, your season starts today. Like, you get ready for next season today.
Guys got a great season this year, making it to a state tournament. Coach, congratulations on your first year ending it at state, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next year.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Coach Nick Evans of the Centralia Panthers. Their season comes to a close 15-9 with a 46-30 loss to the Opie Eagles. Opening round state tournament here in Dodge.